This is Marcus Lattimore's refuge, far from the rigors of rehab, away from recovery's sense of urgency. This is home.
We get up every Sunday morning, no questions asked. Everybody gets dressed and ready for church. I think it's so important that they stay grounded, you know, and stay in church and stay in the Word. Whenever he comes home, everybody wants to just show the love and let him know how they're still there for him and supporting him, and they're just so proud of him, and it makes me proud.
This is just a little token I appreciate. You know, the church family loves you. You know, we wish you the best. We know that God is going to use you in greater than just your football talent.
I just want to say thank you to all of y'all, and I'm going to continue to make y'all proud and do the same thing I've been doing and be the same me. So love y'all and thank y'all.
These people, this place, hold Lattimore's roots, support for success that Bobby Bentley saw as coach at Burns High School.
We're heading to my old stomping ground, Burns High School, where it all started for me.
Big time. What's up? Hey, Hollywood.
No.
That's good. You know, you're leaving a legacy, man. Leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
As a coach, you don't have many players like Marcus Lattimore come through your career. I mean, you use the word freakish on a scale of 1 to 10. He's a 10 plus. He's everything you want and some, and he's a total package.
Kind of captures the spirit of a Friday night at Burns, you know.
Nothing like Nixon Field on Friday night. So many memories.
You know, it started with you that freshman year, you know. You was big time back then, man. First carry, first touchdown. Freshman. Who is Marcus Lattimore?
10 yards away, had to get in the end zone.
You know, God's really blessed you, man. And you think about this field, all the things that you've been able to accomplish, all the big stadiums you played in. You walk back out here, though.
I'm gonna miss it. I still do. I miss it to this day. Ain't nothing like playing on Nixon Field.
There is much to miss when Marcus leaves home, including, maybe especially, mom's home cooking.
Oh, man, I'm so hungry right now. My mom, she in the kitchen right now, I bet. Shrimp and grits, fish and grits. I can't wait.
I don't know.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's go. Let's say a prayer. Let's eat.
Lord, thank you for this food we've ever received, for nourishment in our body and blessing us. So, stay in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's eat.
I mean, I just love being at home. I love being in Duncan. This is where I'm from.
I love it when he's home. He's the baby. He was the last one left here with me. I'd love to have him here all the time.
A lot of people here that's, you know, real proud of me. They want to see me do good, and I'm going to continue to, you know, make them proud.